Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And thanks to Brady Burton, superintendent for Blue Valley Randolph, for joining us in that first hour. But now we got Ron Wilson, poet laureate, here in studio with us, a voice that I'm sure folks will recognize. You recognize him from Kansas Profile.
That's right. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I pay attention from time to time. Well, welcome. How you doing?
Great. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Doing great.
Good.
Surprisingly refreshed and energetic after a busy day yesterday, but then again, I'm taking a couple days off, so you always have a little more energy going into that. But we got the 2018 Kansas Cowboy Poetry Contest coming up on June 8th. It'll be at the Flint Hills Discovery Center, and this will be the finals. This is for all the marbles.
This is for all the marbles, and this is a fun, really, really fun event. This will be our 8th annual state contest, and the format has changed a little bit through the years, and that we started having qualifying contests so that you had to do well in the qualifying contest to make it to the state finals. And so the state finals will be here in Manhattan on June 8th, and we're excited about it.
And are you kind of the MC for this one? Are you participating?
Yeah, no, I'm the chair of the contest, and I will probably MC that Friday night event. But yeah, I'm chair of a committee of people, of volunteers that have worked on this contest for several years, and we have an excellent field of contestants and an excellent field of judges.
And when it comes to cowboy poetry, for some listeners out there that maybe just aren't too familiar with that as a talent and a skill, if you can just kind of inform them what exactly cowboy poetry consists of.
Sure, and it's an unusual term when you stop and think about it, or when you first encounter it. Because do cowboy and poetry really fit together? I tell you, this is the way I usually open our state contest with this poem. Cowboy poetry is a way to celebrate our quest for the history and heritage of the American West. The legend of the great American cowboy came alive here in Kansas in the time of the great cattle drives. His values came to be known as the cowboy way, still found in our ranchers and stockmen today. From this heritage, there are benefits which we still enjoy. So our poetry celebrates the great American cowboy. Wow, so that's an example of verse that honors the American cowboy, both historic and contemporary.
That's rural.
And it is rural, and it celebrates the rural lifestyle and the farmers and ranchers and stockmen that still work hard in Kansas today.
And what got give us a little bit about your story about involving yourself in cowboy poetry and becoming, in so many ways, kind of the local icon and the point man.
No, there's a
You're
lot
You're too
of...
humble. You are. You are.
I grew up on the Lazy T Ranch near Manhattan my later years and went to K-State. And so, you know, I was always a cowboy at heart, a farm boy, an FFA-er, 4-H-er. And went on a career that took me back east and then back here. But I went to a meeting in Colorado one time and was speaking at this event. And their entertainment that night was a cowboy poet. And I had never heard or seen such a crazy thing. This guy was great. He was so entertaining and so fun. And I've always been a writer, so I tried my hand at writing. And I started writing cowboy poetry and have been writing and performing it ever since. And it's a really fun way of honoring our Western heritage. Kansas has great Western heritage, rich Western heritage here in Kansas, and so we can honor that and honor our ranchers and stockmen today through this a really fun form of verse.
And again, just want to remind folks here with Ron Wilson here on In Focus, and we're talking about the 2018 Kansas Cowboy Poetry Contest. The finals will be here in Manhattan, Flint Hills Discovery Center, June 8th, and I believe you're telling me before we came on that this is a free event.
This is a free event. The contestants pay an entry fee, and they have earned their way now into the finals. But it is free and open to the public, and we really want the community to turn out. We really want folks to come out and enjoy these cowboy poets. They'll perform serious poems as well as humorous poems. So there's some, you know, kind of a thoughtful and inspirational side, and then a whole lot of fun when they get into their serious poetry. And so we really would like the community to turn out and support it and enjoy the evening.
And I'm glad you mentioned that there is some a very humorous side to it. Growing up in Winfield, growing up with actually both sides of my family are rodeo people. They're cowboy people. My dad grew up on a ranch in California, actually, very bonanza style. He'll tell me stories about gathering cattle in the mountains, having a shotgun in the saddle because of bears. You got to watch out for bears and stuff like that. On my mom's side, my grandpa raised and trained quarter horses for rodeos, and they all rodeoed. And a lot of brothers that rodeoed. My mom ran barrels. And so when it comes to that humorous side, that is, and I'm sure it's true across the nation with the cowboy culture, but they like the joke. On both sides of my family. If you're around a rodeo, if you know some cowboy people, you'll hear some jokes.
Yes, you will. Gosh, I knew you were from Winfield. I didn't realize you had all that in your history. You ought to be writing some poetry.
I've written some. There's one I actually read here on air. I believe it was about a breakfast one time. It wasn't very good. But, you know, I dabble.
It's fun to take a stab at that, to find a way to rhyme and to share a story in verse. That's a fun challenge, and the cowboys have a lot of fun doing it.
As far as for yourself, when you're writing some cowboy poetry, what's kind of your process? Is it something that you'll notice something and just sit down right away and write about it, or do you just kind of think about it for a while and just kind of go little by little? What's kind of your process?
Well, the best cowboy poetry comes from real life. In fact, we kind of have a saying out at the ranch: when something goes wrong, things go to pot. You say, "Well, if nothing else, I could get a cowboy poem out of this." and so, you know, I think real ranch life serves as inspiration for a lot of poetry. And it's a funny thing; sometimes the idea will strike and it will just flow. And other times, you know, it takes some process and some thinking. And one of the things that I've learned participating in, like, previous contests or the working with the Western Wordsmiths, which is a association of us nationally, you cannot be satisfied. You cannot let it sit. You've got to continue to work at improving the craft and refining and tweaking that poem constantly, kind of that Bill Snyder spirit, try to find a way to make it better. So there are those moments of inspiration, but then it can be hard work too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more with Ron Wilson, talk more about cowboy poetry here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.